This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. We go now to Chicago to Lolly Boeen, who's a reporter with the Chicago Tribune, to talk about a gruesome story which broke this morning. It comes from the Chicago suburb of Alsip. 300 plots in a historic black cemetery were opened, the bodies dumped, and the cemetery plots themselves resold for a profit. Lolly Boeen, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me.
I mean, this is the strangest scam I've ever heard. Give us some details here. And we have actually some tape from Sheriff Tom Dart, the Cook County, Illinois sheriff, talking a little bit about this. But first of all, sketch out the story as you understand it.
Well, Sheriff Tom Dart called us to the cemetery on Wednesday evening to inform us that four former workers at the cemetery had been arrested. And essentially what they were doing was they were digging up old bodies, just dumping them in a back abandoned area and reselling the graves for a profit, for a cash profit. So when families came to bury their loved ones, they were being sold formerly used plots.
And this, of course, would be outrageous and shocking under any circumstances, but this cemetery itself has historical significance. Describe this particular cemetery.
Well, Burr Oak Cemetery, for many years, has been the resting place for African Americans. During a time of segregation, it was the only cemetery that allowed black people to bury their dead there. It's located in a suburb outside of Chicago, and 70 years ago, before cemeteries were open and available, African Americans took their families there, even though it was a long journey to get there from the city. As a result, it's the resting place of many historic African Americans, very prominent. Dinah Washington is buried there. Emmett Till's remains are there. Many Negro League players are there. And it's a longtime custom and tradition for African Americans that once one family member is buried in a cemetery, you bury the rest of them there so that all the bodies can be together.
Now,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Describe the accused. Who are the accused here, and what's their status at this point?
The accused are four workers who worked for the cemetery. Carolyn Towns, Keith Nix, Terrence Nix, and Maurice Daly have been named by Sheriff Dart and all charged with dismembering human bodies. They have all been taken into custody. They were workers at the cemetery. Carolyn Towns was the office manager, and she is the person who's being accused of sort of masterminding it and overseeing this scam.
Now, in terms of the community, are these African-American employees? Are these white employees of the cemetery? Do we know any more about them?
These are indeed African-American employees of the cemetery. And that's another layer to the outrage that many of the residents felt, and much of the betrayal is that these are African Americans who understood and knew the importance of burial rituals and had a lot of trust placed in them. And so they've betrayed the community, they've betrayed these residents, and hurt a lot of people.
Any idea? We've got to go in the next couple of seconds. There will be a 10 a.m. news conference, and the sheriff's going to speak again. But how much money was involved here? Do we know?
The allegations are up to $300,000.
That is so...
Those were the last numbers that we were given.
So sad. Well, Lolly Boeen, reporter with the Chicago Tribune, you'll be at that news conference, right?
I will be there.
All right. Covering the story for us here at The Takeaway, Lolly Boeen, reporter with the Chicago Tribune, on a gruesome story of a cemetery plot scam in Alsip outside of Chicago.